This is Biotech Now, your source for news and knowledge about biotech innovations that are transforming our world. Biotech Now is produced by the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Biotech Now. This is your host, George Goodnow, and we are joined today by South Dakota's Governor Dennis Dugard. Governor Dugard, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
The biotech industry is certainly not new to South Dakota, but could you please share with our listeners a little bit about the bioscience industry in South Dakota?
Sure. Well, bioscience is growing pretty rapidly in South Dakota. We have companies like POET, the nation's largest biofuels producer. We also have companies like Sanford Health, which is an integrated health system with physicians and clinics and hospitals and other kinds of facilities, and its research arm, which is conducting a significant initiative to cure type 1 diabetes. South Dakota is really known for our outstanding business climate, and we also have a strong work ethic, and collaboration among researchers, I think, is unparalleled. So when you combine our academic research institutions, the technology business incubators, integrated healthcare systems like Sanford that I mentioned a minute ago, and a responsive network of bioscience organizations, altogether that means we can meet the needs of large and small bioscience companies. So I think bioscience has a very bright future in South Dakota.
Absolutely. Now, biotech academic research has grown steadily along with the industry in your state. Could you please talk a bit about the role of state-funded research?
Sure. About 6 years ago, in 2005, the state of South Dakota began supporting different kinds of research programs around the state, including biotech research and bioscience. And since that time, we've invested more than $18 million to create and support seven different biotechnology-related research centers. And several of these research centers involve collaborations with private sector businesses and research organizations. And those biotech centers have resulted in more than $100 million in biotech-related research activity in South Dakota.
So what are the areas of bioscience that are currently most active in your state?
Expect because agriculture is our number one economic driver, animal biotechnology has a significant presence in South Dakota. Also, biomedical research is another of our most active areas. Companies such as Hematech, Lone Star Genetics, Biodac, they're strong leaders in animal biotechnology. And then we also have a $500 million effort known as the Sanford Initiative to lead the charge on biomedical research to cure type 1 diabetes and breast cancer.
Well, you mentioned agriculture and healthcare. What areas would you say are the most growth opportunity over the next 10 years?
Well, I think looking forward, animal biotechnology presents a great opportunity for South Dakota. Because of our rural nature, because there's lots of experience with animal husbandry in our agriculture sector, and there's great acceptance of animal agriculture in South Dakota, several of the leading animal biotechnology companies located in the region are making significant advances related to using animals, both for medical applications for humans and also for enhancing the nutritional value of food products. And again, because we're a rural state, we're really an ideal location for production of animal biotechnology products. So I think in the next 10 years, we're going to see a lot of growth in animal biotechnology.
Now, speaking of the rural nature of your state, are there any barriers to economic development that you're working to overcome?
Well, I think one barrier that we see is probably seen elsewhere as well, and that is equity or risk capital for early stage biotech companies. That's a challenge in South Dakota just as it is elsewhere. But we're working with private sector and regional economic development partners to find innovative approaches to help early stage biotech companies, get them access to facilities, get them human capital, and get them other resources needed to move their products and technologies to market. But probably that early stage financing or risk capital is probably the most significant challenge in South Dakota as well as elsewhere.
It absolutely is an issue across the board. Is there another state or specific initiative that you are looking to as a model for your efforts?
I really don't see another state as a model for us. We've really been good, I think, in South Dakota at developing public-private sector collaborations where biotechnology companies and research organizations combine to focus on applied research. I think we're doing a pretty good job in that area, and I think we'll continue to do well.
Absolutely. Are there any initiatives that have been impacted by the current economic climate?
South Dakota is very fortunate that the economic downturn that has really impacted other states to a large degree have not impacted us as much. We're, I think, the third lowest unemployment rate in the nation. We really have not seen a significant, or I should say, as significant a downturn in the economic impact. We didn't have a housing bubble that burst in South Dakota. Our housing market is a little flatter maybe, but it certainly hasn't seen the devaluation. As I mentioned, our unemployment rate is still very low at 4.8% unemployment. So our economy is really still pretty good. And we've taken a pro-growth approach of maintaining financial support for our research centers, increased funding and flexibility with several of our business finance programs. And this has allowed South Dakota to more effectively meet the needs of biotech companies, even during these difficult times.
Well, that's refreshing news. I'm happy to hear that. And finally, would you like to offer a bioscience forecast for the years ahead for your state?
Sure. I think biosciences are going to continue to have a bright future in South Dakota. As I said, we have a diverse agriculture economy that has been strong. Even with the economic downturn, the agriculture sector has remained strong. Commodity prices are very strong. And you couple that with research and development activities at Sanford Health, POET, Avera, other places like Hematech and the academic community. They're going to lead to the development of innovative new biotechnologies. Our state universities are breaking record enrollment numbers again this year. And the amount of money that our universities are spending on research is at unparalleled levels. So whether you're affiliating with an academic researcher or with a private sector researcher or just initiating biotechnology on your own, those companies can really benefit from South Dakota's favorable business climate, a low tax climate, a low regulatory burden climate, and they'll find the opportunities to commercialize their products and make a profit that they'll be able to keep.
That's wonderful news. And Governor Dugard, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Biotech Now is a production of the Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO. BIO member companies research and develop innovative technologies that help feed, heal, and fuel the world. Visit us on the web at www.bio.org.